This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Have you ever wished you had an insider's guide to navigating the world of points and miles? Well, imagine having a tool that makes it incredibly easy to decide whether to use cash or points for your next flight right at your fingertips. In today's episode, we sit down with Julian Keel, the mastermind founder behind PointsPath, a game-changing tool that integrates seamlessly with Google Flights to show you the best options for redeeming your hard-earned points. Discover how this tool simplifies the complex world of points and miles, offering real-time valuations and even pointing out the best deals with a simple arrow. Julian's expertise, paired with PointsPath's innovative features, offers invaluable insights for both beginners and experienced travelers, helping you maximize your rewards and revolutionize your travel experience. Tune in to learn how PointsPath can change the way you book flights, why you might want to reconsider the cards in your wallet, and what exciting features are on the horizon. If you're serious about getting the most out of your travel rewards, this episode is a must-listen.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome, everybody, to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I am your host, DeAndre Koch. And before we introduce our guest today, I've got just two quick reminders for you. You are able to watch this full episode in its entirety on YouTube. So if you would prefer to watch it on video, you're more than welcome to do so. Our channel is at Boldly Go World, no period in it. And then our other is that because it's a new month, right? A new month of September, we've updated our current best card offers for the month of September on our website. So the link to that is in the show notes below for you to take a look at. All right, I am super excited for the guest that we have today. And before I mention his name, let me throw some facts about him at you. He has previous experience as the editorial director of The Points Guy, CNN's senior editor, and has been featured in the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and others just to talk about points and miles, travel, and all of those different things. So we have got a wealth of knowledge available for us, but there's more. Julian Keel, who is with us today, is the founder of PointsPath. And if you follow us on social media, you know we've talked about PointsPath before as a really, really cool tool that you can use to help you in your searches for points and miles and travel. And it's super easy for even the beginner to use. So Julian, I am so excited to have you on the show today. I'm so excited to unpack your knowledge and also learn more about PointsPath and share PointsPath itself with the listeners today. So Julian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, DeAndre, for having me. I am excited to be here to talk points and miles and travel with all of you.
Awesome. So Julian, let's just start. First question I always like to ask, where in the country are you?
I'm right in New York, actually. Just moved actually to Queens. I moved out of Manhattan to Queens for personal reasons. And so I'm adjusting to life in the outer boroughs.
That's awesome. Actually, so my grandmother lives in Queens. She actually lives about 5 minutes from JFK. So I'm very familiar with the Queens area. So super cool. A little connection there. So Julian, let me ask you, let's start before we get into points path and all of that. I'd love to get a little bit of background on your points and miles journey and your experience with travel and credit card use and all those different things. How'd you get started and how'd you become such an expert and widely respected in the world of points and miles?
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun, this, my story. I actually had a whole career before this in film and television. And I lived in Hollywood and I was a writer and I was a director. And one of the last jobs I did in that career, this was 2009-10, was I was directing for World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. I was directing all of their backstage scenes every week on television, on Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown, it was at the time. So every week I would travel to whatever two cities we were doing the show from that week. And it was all around the country and sometimes even all around the world. So I very quickly became familiar with the major frequent flyer programs. And in fact, what's really interesting is that everyone at WWE is actually a points and miles expert because everyone is constantly on the road. So there's this subculture there talking about, hey, are you going for American X Platinum this year? Because I think I'm going to stick with Delta Diamond, but I'm not sure. You know, everybody knows their points and miles there. And so you very quickly learn them because you're always traveling. So after I finished that job, I did that for about 2 years. And by the way, 2 years of working for wrestling is about all you need of working for wrestling. So I left there and I was trying to decide what I wanted to do next because I was sort of ready to move on from television. And I had these writing skills and I had this points and miles knowledge. So I began writing for some of the small blogs. And the first blog I wrote for was a blog called, at the time it was called Hack My Trip. It's now called Travel Codex. It was one of the blogs on the Boarding Area Network. And from there, I get picked up by another blog called Frequent Miler, which you guys probably are familiar with. Greg Davis Keene actually hired me. I was the first writer to ever write there aside from Greg. And wow. To this day, Greg and I are still really great friends. And then from there, I ended up at The Points Guy. I was hired over as a writer and I became an editor. And eventually I was running the site from a content perspective. So it's been a really interesting journey. You might say, well, how do you go from TV to writing about points and miles? And that's really how it happened. That was the way it seems a little crooked, like a crooked path. But when you look at it, stand back and look at it, it all makes sense.
Got it. So through the years, I mean, you lived it, you did it, you were writing. And then I imagine, and I'm not a writer, but I imagine, I feel like if you're an editor, you're also having to fact check what other people are writing as well and make sure everything's fairly accurate. So you're really getting a lot of knowledge in this world. What made you eventually transition to, you know what, there's a tool that's needed for people and I want to make that tool. How did we get there to the creation of Points Path?
Yeah. So all the time that I was writing about points and miles, especially when I got into The Points Guy and then later CNN, and I realized that it's great that there's all these resources out there and there are more resources than ever for people who want to learn about points and miles and how best to use them. But it's still a complicated topic and it requires a lot of digging. And even if you're going to a site like The Points Guy and it's a great site or any of the blogs or anywhere like that, you're still going to end up spending a lot of time really digging through all the articles and finding the piece of information you want and really learning it. And I always thought, it'd be great if somebody could just have a tool that would just give you the answer. That would just say, so, because there's lots of people out there who say, I don't have time to do all that. You know, I'm busy. Just tell me the answer. Tell me when to use my miles and how to use my miles. And that's where Points Path was born, was let's find a way to help people use their miles without having to spend hours digging through a website.
I think that's so cool and that's so right because I think for some of us in the points and miles space, right, either we're just so used to it or we're that nerdy and analytical that the digging is part of the process and, you know, we have a love-hate relationship with it, right? Using these different websites and tools to find how we're going to make this redemption like 4x or 8x versus 2x. But I'd say the large majority of people, like, they want to get into this world, but they're intimidated by that process in order to do it. And so for you to create a tool that allows them to make it so easy, I think is really interesting, because it is truly, of all the tools that I use, it is probably one of the easiest because it connects with a very, very, very well-known and probably, I don't know if it is the largest flight searching tool out there, but if not, it likely is top three. So I'm being very vague for a reason, because I want you, Julian, to explain what is PointsPath and how does it work?
Absolutely. And you, everything you just said is exactly right on. So like I said, I wanted a way to help people use their points and miles without having to do all this research. And I really wanted it to therefore to be for somebody who maybe doesn't know much about miles. So the first question is, okay, well, what does that mean? What is the problem that most people have when it comes to using their miles? There's really two problems. The first one is that they can never find flights they actually want to use their miles on. And then the second thing is, even when they do, they can't figure out whether they're getting a good deal or not, right? Because every type of mile is worth a different amount, and you're just never sure. You say, oh, well, this flight is 25,000 miles or $150. I don't know. Is that a good deal or a bad deal? So that's really where we started, with trying to tell people what's the best deal. So to do that, you have to be able to show both the cash and the points, right, for every flight in a search. So where's one way we thought about doing that was just building our own website and doing all that. But when you do that, then you have to get people to come to your website. You have to get people to remember to visit your website every time they search. I'm sure, DeAndre, you, like me, like everyone else, all the time, whether it's travel or something else, we see some site and we say, oh, that's really cool, I'm going to bookmark that and use it later. And then we forget. We never use it. Because, right. Or an app on your phone, right? How many apps do you have on your phone that you never open? So we wanted to avoid that problem. And we decided the best way to avoid that was to build our product on top of something that people already use. So PointsPath is a Chrome extension. Actually, it works on both Google Chrome and Microsoft Edge. And once you install it in your browser, whenever you search on Google Flights, which is based on our studies, the most popular flight search engine. It's the one that most people start with, or I wouldn't say most people, it's the one that that more people start with than anywhere else. And when you do a search on Google Flights with PointsPath installed, Google, of course, gives you the cash prices for your search. PointsPath adds all the points prices to those flights, and then for each flight tells you whether you should use cash, whether you should use miles, whether you're getting a good deal with miles, or whether you're getting a really outstanding deal.
But Julian, that's a lot of extra processing time. I'm sure it takes like a minute or two or five extra, right, for every single search. Now, I feel like it's going to bog down my search engine or my flight search.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because we are very happy. It generally takes about 5 to 7 seconds for all the information to populate. And we don't wait to get everything. We put it in as soon as we get it. So you'll see when you run PointsPath on top of Google Flights, if Delta's information comes back first, you'll see the Delta stuff right away, then American, then United, then Air France, whatever else. As we get them, they get shown. So you're not waiting around very long.
So, Julian, you're telling me I can just in one place go search, and you're going to tell me the cash cost as well as the flight cost. The cash cost as well as the points cost. Now, how does that tell me if it's a good deal or not?
Well, so once you have the cash and the points price there on the screen from PointsPath, we've got a little arrow that actually shows you points to which way you should go. So if cash is the better deal based on our own valuations, and we can talk about how the sausage is made if you want to get into that. If cash is the better deal, then you'll have a little arrow pointing towards cash and it says use cash. If points is the better deal, then you'll have a little arrow pointing towards points and it'll tell you whether it's a good deal or a great deal. And if it's a wash, and sometimes it is, sometimes cash or miles, it's about the same value, then you'll have an arrow sort of going both ways, the two arrows pointing at each cash and points, and it'll say use either. And in that case, it's really up to you.
So this is what I love about it, is that you mentioned the fact that it has that arrow, right? Because sometimes, you know, I'm looking through flights for whatever reason, whether it's business travel, personal travel, whatever it may be. But when that arrow goes that like bright bluish color that says like great deal with like an exclamation mark, it catches my attention, because I have now multiple times had to like rethink you know, am I going to pay cash or use points for this flight? And specifically for me as an American flyer, I mean, like I fly American Airlines specifically, you know, I fly with cash flights to get the status. But there's been times I look and I'm like, man, that's only 9,000 points. Like I could just use points for this. And so I love that it do it. And the way you have it where it just pops right at you and lets you know is huge. So question for you, Julie. So what if though, what if there's multiple options as far as different, you know, flights you could redeem for this specific cash flight that pops up?
Right. As you know, and as I'm sure your audience, a lot of your audience is aware of, airlines partner with each other, right? And there's three big major airline alliances, Star Alliance with United, Air Canada, and that group, One World with American and British Airways, and then SkyTeam, Delta, Air France, and the rest of them. So oftentimes a flight on one carrier will actually be redeemable with points from another carrier. Such as a Delta flight, you can book it with Air France points or Delta miles. PointsPath, if there is in fact availability with Air France points on a Delta flight, PointsPath will show you both. So we'll search both. We'll come back with the amounts for both Air France and Delta, and then we'll stack them up. So we'll show you in the main search results what's the best deal. Is the Air France deal best? Air France points deal best, or is the Delta deal best? But then when you click, and then we'll show you, we'll say Delta, say it is Air France, it'll say Air France plus one other or plus two others. If there's more than one program that can book a flight, you click on that and we stack up and show you all the programs that are available to book that flight and what kind of deal each one of those programs are. Because as we talked about, every airline's points and miles are worth a different amount and each airline charges a different amount for the same flight. So we try and give you all that information so that you can make the best decision because maybe you don't have Delta miles, but you do have Air France points, or, and we can talk about this next, you have bank points that transfer to Air France.
So I love that you brought that up because that was where I was immediately going to go, right? So for the listeners have always heard us talk about the cards with the transferable points, right? Of course, the big ones, we've got Capital One, we've got Amex, we've got Chase, we've got Citi, right? Now Wells Fargo's coming into the world. We got Bilt. So we have these different carrier or cards, or as you call it, bank programs that have these transferable points. And so what's huge is you might not have American miles. You might not have that flight that's 9,000 the miles to take that 9,000 American mile point flight. But as you mentioned, British Airways could have that same flight and it might be 7,000 points on British Airways and you can transfer to British Airways from American Express as an example, right? So now you can use your Amex points for this cash flight as an option. So I think that's huge. So question, let's go back a little bit. You asked about how the sausage is made a little bit. And try not to get too analytical here, but how do you determine whether it's a good deal or a great deal? And I know what I've shared with the listeners as far as how you want to use your points, but how do you calculate that?
Yeah, and that's a really good point you just made, which is that, of course, each person may have a different tolerance on how valuable their points are, right? And some people say, I don't ever want to spend cash. I just want to use my points. And there's nothing wrong with that. And in that case, PointsPath is still helpful to you because we are showing you the points across all of these different airlines all at once without having to search from site to site to site. But the way that we determine valuation is actually very scientific because every time somebody using PointsPath does a search of any kind and they get the cash prices and the points prices, we also get a copy of those prices, not your personal data. We don't save your personal data, but we get a copy of the points prices and the cash prices, and we store them on our end. We can then look back at all of those tens of thousands of flights, and we have almost 6 million flights in our database right now, and see, okay, so when it comes to Delta Airlines and Delta miles, how many miles, what's the median point of number of miles versus cash that Delta miles usually is offered at, that Delta flights are usually offered at? We can set a median valuation for each program using all of that data. And then that's what we base our deal recommendations on.
Wow. Okay. That's incredible. I I knew a lot of what you've shared so far to this point because I am a user. But the fact that you're actually able to use your previous data, compile that, and use that as a comparison tool, that's huge. Because I think it's just like when we go to Google Flights right now, we don't have Points Path installed, but we want to take a flight from wherever we are to Florida, and it shows you kind of the green, yellow, and red as far as pricing, right? Low, medium, or high, right? They're pulling that from their data of billions of flights searched for. So the fact that you're basically doing the same and can use that to point someone in the right direction, whether points or not, I think that's huge, and that's wildly smart. I thought it was a simple just multiplier you guys were calculating out to say, hey, does this make sense or not?
Yeah, we really try and be analytical about it because, you know, a lot of sites like the Points Guy and others have sort of point valuations, and they all have their own method of determining what those are. But we are using pure data, the data that we're crowdsourcing from our own users to set those values. And by the way, in full transparency, we always list those values. They're in our FAQs for each airline. They are live. Those are live values that you see in there on pointspath.com. So if at any point you want to say, well, what exactly value are you using for Delta, or what value are you using for Air Canada, or whatever it might be, you can just go to our FAQs and find them there.
So, Julian, I think there's a huge, huge question that we have to ask now, right? Because we talked about a lot of the greatness that it has, and we're going to talk more about that. But a very, very important point, because I know listeners are hearing this and they're like, this sounds great. This sounds great. This sounds great. I already subscribed to X and that cost me, you know, Y. I subscribed to this, that cost me that. How much does Points Path cost?
So that is the great news, is that the basic form of Points Path that I just described is free. The extension is free to download. It's free to use. There's no cost at all. Now, there are some advanced features that there is a subscription for, but everything that I just described is free, and I believe it will always remain free, that basic version of the product that I just described will not cost anything.
Hey, it's DeAndre here, and we're going to interrupt this episode real quick to tell you about two great opportunities for all of you. First, join our private Facebook community to connect with fellow points and miles enthusiasts, get exclusive tips and updates, as well as get your questions answered directly by me and others in the community. And if you're looking to level up your points and miles skills, we've partnered with Lux Travel Hacks to offer you 50% off their online course that will teach you all the basics you need to know to learn how to travel in business or first class, all for less than you'd pay for economy. Don't forget to use the code BOLDLYGO at checkout. You'll find all the details and links to both of these in the show notes. Now, let's get back to our episode. Well, awesome, Julie. You know what? I've never done this on the show before, but we have listeners that watch this on YouTube, and I think it would be really cool to actually do a quick demo. And we're going to make this very brief because of the majority of our listeners listen on through the podcast, and we'll try to describe it. But if you are on the podcast, feel free to watch us on the YouTube channel as well when you get a chance. So I'm going to do a quick screen share here, and we are just going to see how fast and how efficient this is, because I think this would be great to show. So I live in Norfolk. I am simply going to choose to fly to, let's just say, I don't know, Miami, because Miami is a great place to go. And we want to go, I'm going to say one way, just to make it easy.
And that's, by the way, a good point. When you're searching with points and miles, I always search one way, because sometimes you find better deals one way, though sometimes you find better deals round trip too. So it's worth searching both ways, but also because you can mix and match your points. You might find that you want to fly with Delta miles on the way there and transfer to Air France on the way back or something like that. So I think it's always worth searching both ways.
I think that's perfect to say as well, because realistically, even before Points Path existed, all the searching that we would do was absolutely one-way searches, because it's so hard to find points redemptions round trip unless you're flying with an airline like ANA where you have to search round trip. But I think that's really a great reminder for the listeners when you're doing your points and miles travel to look for the one ways specifically. So I'm just gonna pick a random day here. I'm gonna pick January 12th of 2025. We're gonna hit search, and Let's just see how fast this works. So this is all recording in real time. Nothing is sped up here. And you see here, points path is on, and boom, instantly we've got points coming in for American flights with points. We've got Delta with points. And you can see here the bright, you know, $169, or I could pay $18 and then spend 7,500 points on American, and it looks like Alaska points. So this is super easy, Julian. I mean, this is great, and it's got plenty of options there. It looks like not all airlines are covered. So let's talk about that. What are some of the airlines that you guys work with? What are you still looking to work with? What's next for you guys from a kind of growth standpoint?
Yeah. So right now, as of the time we're recording this, we have 8 airlines that are live in Points Path. The big 3, Delta, American, and United. We also have Air France, Air Canada. We have Emirates, and then JetBlue, and I've forgotten one. Oh, Alaska, of course. Right. So those are the 8 that we currently run. Now, let me be clear. Those are the frequent flyer programs. That doesn't mean that we're restricted to just those airlines. As you just saw in that search, on an American flight, there were options with both Alaska and American to book the flight with points. So if you're searching internationally, you might see a British Airways flight to London that you can book with American or Alaska miles. So it doesn't restrict you by airline. It's just by program, those 8. Now, by the time we've added, by the time this comes out, we'll undoubtedly have added a few more programs. Some of those programs might be subscription. We'll have to see. Those 8 programs that I just mentioned are all part of the free package.
Awesome. Julian, a question for you. I know how you talked a little bit about how Points Path works and calculates a good deal or a great deal. As a points and miles enthusiast yourself, what redemption level are you trying to shoot for? What do you look to see? Do I want points or do I want cash?
Yeah. So first of all, if you do have a Chase Sapphire preferred card or a Chase Sapphire reserve, and you're redeeming Chase points or transferring Chase points to airline miles, the obvious answer there is you never want to be below 1.25 cents per point with a preferred or 1.5 cents with a reserve, because you can get those values directly by redeeming directly through Chase and not having to transfer at all. So that's number one. When it comes to the actual airlines themselves, Delta is pretty standard 1.1 cents a point. If you don't have a Delta Amex card, if you do, then you have that extra 15% rebate that or a discount that you get. So that brings it up to about 1.25, 1.3. With Delta points or Delta miles, I would generally look to be trying to get a little more than 1.1 if I can. With American, I actually find that you're looking at more like 1.3, 1.4. I would aim for that personally. I do like to reserve my American miles for international travel, and especially in premium cabins, because that's really how you get your best bang for your buck. And the same is true with United. Not so much Delta. Delta, you're probably better off burning them domestically. But with American and United, I really like to look for those international redemptions. And again, at least 1.3, 1.4 with American. With United, probably about the same, maybe a touch less. And then Alaska is a real one that people really forget. And you can transfer now from Bilt to Alaska. So if you have a Bilt credit card, that's a great way to get Alaska miles without having to commit to an Alaska credit card or fly Alaska a lot. And those can be really valuable. We've seen values at a median value of as high as 1.5 with Alaska miles. So don't sleep on Alaska. They also have a lot of different partners, and there's a lot of options. We often see American flights cheaper with Alaska miles than with American miles themselves. So that's what I look for with those programs.
Awesome. Julian, how would someone go about, I know you said that it's free. There's a free version and obviously a subscription version for Points Path. And you just named kind of their thought your thought process around points redemptions, and Points Path helps with a lot of that. Question for you, how does someone actually go about installing this or adding this to Google Flights, right? Can you kind of break it down for the people that are listening that may not be the most tech inclined? You know, how complicated is it to install a Google extension?
The great news is it's actually incredibly simple. So We've made it even simpler by you can just go to pointspath.com, and there's a big button there that says download the extension, and you can click on that. Now, that will take you to the Google's web store where PointsPath extension lives. All Google extensions go through Google's approval process. Every time we push an update, it has to be approved by Google as far as security and privacy and all, and it has to follow all of their policies. So we are very upfront with what we do. We're not doing anything weird behind the scenes with our extension. From there, all you have to do is hit the big blue Add to Chrome button that's on the top right corner of the screen. A little pop-up will show up from Google that says you're about to install the PointsPath extension. It can read from the following websites, which are the ones you would expect them to be: American, Delta, United, Google itself. You click OK, wait a few seconds, and PointsPath is then installed in your browser. Now, from there, you'll get a screen that is our login screen, our PointsPath login. We do ask people to create an account. It's free. We don't ask for a credit card or anything like that. We only ask for that because we want to make sure people aren't using our APIs in an unauthorized way. And that's our way of being able to make sure that you don't. Even if you don't complete that process, you could still use PointsPath without logging in, but you won't be able to search beyond 60 days out. So we do recommend that you create an account and log in. It takes about 3 seconds. It's very fast. We don't ask you for any personal information other than your name and your email. And from there, once you're logged in, you never have to log in again unless you change browsers or log out. So it's really a very simple process to install. It should take you, in total, no more than about 60 to 90 seconds. And once it's installed, every time you go to Google Flights, it'll automatically activate.
So Julian, I've installed PointsPath. I've done my search. The search pops up in 5 seconds and it gives me options. I'm a newbie. I've not really well experienced in the points and miles world. It tells me that I can book this Delta flight through Air France. Will it, and if it doesn't now, is it going to tell me what cards I can use to transfer points to Air France to actually use these points? Because I don't have Air France points yet, but I do have some Chase and Amex points.
It does. Actually, it tells you that right now. So when you get a result, whether it's one airline or multiple airlines on the same flight, there's a little eye icon, a little information icon right below every points amount. If you click on that eye icon, you'll get our pop-up. And again, it'll list any programs that will book that same flight, whether it's one or two or three. But also for each of those programs, it will list what bank programs transfer to that airline. So in the case of Air France, you'll see the amount that Air France charges for that flight, say, whether it's an Air France flight or a Delta flight or a different partner flight. And then you'll also see how many points for each of those banks that you would have to transfer to Air France, whether it's Amex, whether it's Chase, whether it's Citi, whoever it might be. You'll also see, as you may know, sometimes banks run transfer bonuses. So for instance, Citi might say, hey, for the next 30 days, if you transfer Citi thank you points to Air France, we'll give you a 20% bonus, where normally 1,000 Citi points would be equivalent to 1,000 Air France points. For the next 30 days, 1,000 Citi points is worth 1,200 Air France points. Those transfer bonuses are also shown in PointsPath. And you'll see a little icon with pluses to indicate that, hey, there's a transfer bonus in effect. That's why this particular bank, you can transfer fewer points and still get this flight that would normally cost more. That's already all built into PointsPath. It's all free. All you have to do is install it.
Awesome. 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 So you're keeping to your promise that you said at the beginning, right? Making it easy, making it simple. And even for the person that's a novice, not a techie, doesn't have the time, whatever the reason is, making it a very easy process. So let me ask you this, Julian, what's next for PointsPath? What are some of the things that you've got kind of in the shorter term, if you want to share those, or just visionary, as a vision for PointsPath, what's coming down the line in the distant future?
So yes, so there's two phases, right? There's the short term, the near term, and then the long term. In the short term, first of all, of course, we want to add some more airlines. Now, you know, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of airline programs out there, frequent flyer programs, and we have no intention of adding them all. In fact, we probably won't even add more than maybe another half dozen to the 8 we already have. we want to really focus on the programs that one, bring value, and two, that are simple for people to understand. There are expert points and miles folks like you and me who might say, hey, Turkish Miles and Smiles, that's, you know, I can get terrific value on United flights with that. And you can, but to make it happen, the process of booking through that program is so buggy and complicated. It's not an experience that I would ever recommend a beginner or an intermediate person do. So that would not be a program that we would ever plan to add. We want to add only the programs that really are very straightforward and simple, and that also have value, that bring value to the customer and the traveler. So that's number one, is adding a few more of those programs, but probably not 20 more of those programs. But then beyond that, we do want to be adding some advanced features, and some of them by the time this airs may in fact already be out there. One of the things we want to make sure you can do is get alerted when the points price of a flight you've selected goes up or down. Google already does this for cash fares, but we want to do it for points fares. So when you're searching with Points Path, you see a flight, you say, oh, well, I'm not ready to book right now, but I'm going to click on it. And then we're going to email you. We're going to check it multiple times a day and let you know when that price goes up or down. We'll fire off an email and say, hey, if the price changed, you might want to take another look right now. That's the sort of advanced feature we want. We also want to provide deal alerts for people. If we know, for instance, that you're based in Norfolk, Virginia, and we start seeing great deals out of Norfolk to Europe, we want to alert you to that. So that's another feature that we're working on building out. And again, being able to crowdsource that information, where if another Points Path user finds a great deal, we can see it, and we can let everyone who could potentially take advantage of it, let them know, so that we're not always doing the searches. We're taking taking everybody who uses Points Path to help us do those searches, and basically improving Points Path for everybody. That's another thing we want to do. And then we also want to personalize our results. One of the most popular requests we get is, you know, people who have Delta American Express cards that do get that 15% off their award prices. They want to see that in Points Path. That's the sort of personalization that we want to be able to provide. So all sorts of features like that in the short term. And then in the long term, and this is probably a little ways out, we want to be able to predict the prices. We want to be able to use all that data we've collected to be able to say, hey, this is the price right now, but we think it's going to go down, so sit tight. Or this is the price right now, and it's probably not getting better than this, so you should book. That's something on our roadmap that it will be a while before we get there, but that is definitely something we want to do.
Man, I'm super excited for a lot of those features you named, but I think the ability to say, hey, wait or hold or whatever it may be, or do now, I think that's huge. On our website, for the listeners, I think many visited it because we've gotten great feedback on it. We actually have a redemption calculator that actually shows, what's the cash price, what's the points that you need to use, and then it will calculate the multiplier for you and let you know, hey, is this a terrible multiplier? So basically anything definitely less than 1.5, but anything less than 2, it's like, hey, you probably should wait. But if it's a 2x, 3x, 5x, 8x plus multiplier, it tells you like, hey, 95% confidence, like book this now. You know, if you're finding that 8x redemption, like you probably shouldn't wait too much longer to just like literally stop what you're doing and grab that, right? So I love that you are looking into creating more confidence for the Points and Miles user, as we are as well, to help them really evolve, or as we call it in the podcast, revolutionize their journey when it comes to travel. So as we start to wrap up a little bit here, Julian, I love the information on Points Path and how it's a great tool. I want to transition a little bit from there and just talk about, you know, with your experience in the Points and Miles world, what are some of the current trends in travel, points and rewards that you're seeing? And would love kind of to hear what you think is coming down the line, and start sharing some tips as well, advice, right, for you know, the new to experienced Points and Miles user. So we'll first start and say, what are you seeing from your experience in the travel and Points and Miles world, and the trends and how you see the climate changing?
You know, it has, I've been doing this now for 10, almost 15 years, and it has changed so much in that time, just the number of people who are involved. And, you know, every time sort of the veterans say, oh, there's too many people involved. And I say, no, the fact that there's so many people involved is what keeps the airlines excited about these programs and keeps them, because they want people to be engaged. During COVID, of course, all of the airlines took loans from the government. And in a lot of cases, the frequent flyer program was the collateral for those loans, because they're actually extremely valuable programs. So I think there's a bright future continues for loyalty programs, for points and miles programs, especially here in the US where credit cards are such a ubiquitous part of life. I think bonuses are only going to continue to get higher in the near term future, sign up bonuses. So I think a wise consumer, somebody who's smart with their credit card and smart about signing up for the right card at the right time, will really be able to do very well with points and miles, probably a lot better than I could have done 10 or 15 years ago, when the biggest signup bonus was probably 25,000 miles or something like that. And, you know, now we're up into well into six figures and sometimes even, you know, 200,000 and above, depending on the card. Beyond that, I do think that airlines are looking to use their frequent flyer programs to really personalize their experience for their customers. And that also means monetize their experience. So I think we're going to see a lot more of the airline wanting to know who their traveler is, who the person is sitting in 8, you know, F of the plane, and being able to, for instance, present appropriate ads on their in-flight entertainment screen for that person based on what they know about that person, or to provide specialized upgrade offers or specialized products by email as somebody is approaching the departure day of their trip, that sort of thing. The airlines have made a lot of progress on those fronts, but frankly, they're not doing it anywhere near as well as some other industries. I think a lot of them are making that a focus. They see money left on the table, and they're right. So I think you're going to see more and more airlines want to know more about you and being willing to reward you for giving them that information, as a lot of companies are. They'll give you stuff for free if you tell them about yourself. So I think that's also going to be a trend that we see here in the next 2 to 5 years with airlines and hotels too, by the way.
So how would you recommend that, you know, travelers, those of us in the points and miles world, whether newer to the game or more on the expert level, how would you recommend that we take advantage of not only all the changes that are happening, because it's happening so rapidly, but just in general, how do we maximize our rewards and what we've been working hard to build?
Yeah. So first of all, obviously, make sure you're redeeming your points at a good value, right? We talked earlier that there's almost, you can, the beauty of the demise of award charts, where there used to be a set amount for every flight, for every region to region, whether US to Europe, there was a set amount. The downside of that was that there was not always space available on the flights you wanted. Nowadays, you can almost always get a seat with points on any flight, but often it's not a good deal. So make sure that you're redeeming your points for a good value, for a maximum value, so you're not wasting points. You take a lot of time and you spend a lot of effort to earn them. Don't waste them on poor redemptions. That's number one. The other thing is that if you are looking to apply for a credit card or two or three during the year, and by the way, if you haven't changed your credit card, or at least looked at changing it, and you've had it for at least 3 years, you should be looking, because the credit card market evolves so quickly and there's so many new and revamped products coming out all the time. Whatever card you got 3 or more years ago, there's probably something better on the market now, or at least you should take a look. You should be really a educated consumer and a wise consumer. So if you do apply for a card, make sure you're getting the best offer. Do a little research, do a little Googling, find out what the offers have been in the past on that card. Is it going to earn the rates that are appropriate for what you spend? Does it have perks that you'll actually use? Really take a few minutes to figure out what is the right choice for you. That's the other proactive thing that you can do. And like I said, don't think that you have to get one card and put it in your wallet and just use that. You know, a lot of times the more cards that you look at, the more you find, hey, I could use this card for this and that card for that and whatever it might be. So, you know, be open to the possibilities.
Absolutely. And for the listeners as well, you know, we mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but we keep a list of the cards out there and we keep a top six every single month that we update. And if you ever have questions, feel free to reach out directly to me via email or DM on Instagram and just ask a question. I'm here to answer your questions. Or even better, we have our Facebook group as well for the listeners of the show, and people ask questions there all the time, and we're happy to be able to pour into them. So, Julian, I love your insights. Thank you for not just this amazing product and tool that you've created, but also just your insights on the industry in general. Where can, you know, listeners follow you, learn more about Points Path? I know you mentioned the website already, so we're going to link that in the show notes. But how can they follow you and what you're doing in this points and miles world?
Absolutely. So Points Path is on all the big social media channels, our Instagram, our TikTok, Twitter X. So you can follow us there. We're at Points Path on most, if not all of them. I believe Twitter is points_path. And then if you want to follow me personally, I am at Julian Keel. I'm usually mostly on Instagram and Twitter. So you can find me there at Julian Keel, K-H-E-E-L. And if you use Points Path and you have something you want to share, email me, julian@pointspath.com. Please let me know what you think, if it's good, if it's bad. We love feedback. We have built or changed features based on what our users have told us. So if you see something that you want to share, please don't be shy. Let me know. I want to hear from you.
Perfect, Julian. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you right now. The feedback I have is that Points Path is a really, really great product. You create something fantastic. I think, we're talking a little bit about this off air before we started recording, but, you know, I found out about you guys very soon after you went live, which was beginning of 2024 this year. And I found out about it immediately. It was like, oh, this could be great. It has been. I did a reel on it on Instagram, even without ever talking to you, meeting you, speaking with you, just because I thought it was a great tool and something that honestly more and more people should know about, because it's so easy. And it's like you said at the beginning, right? For so many of the other tools that I have to go to their website, log in, and then do my searches there every single time I look for a flight, doesn't matter if I know I'm using points or anything, I'm always going to Google Flights first for whatever. It's almost instinct at this point. Even if I'm going to Indonesia, I'm just going to see, well, what's the cost in general in cash to get there, right? And what does that look like? And the fact that we're basically able to do something similar through Points Path. I know you don't have all the airlines yet, but I think it's found it to be very instrumental, and it's honestly kind of changed the way that I think, because sometimes I look and I say, you know what, I was going to pay cash for this, but now I've got the points. I might just use points, especially if it's a non-American Airlines flight, because all my status is there. If it's a United or Delta, might as well use the points and save the dough. So Julian, thank you so much for your time today. Before we wrap up, I've got two last questions for you. I always like to ask. The first is, who else should we have on this show in the points and miles and travel space?
I'll tell you exactly who you should have. You should reach out to Richard Kerr, who you may know. He worked at the Points Guy. He's actually created the Award Travel 101 group in Facebook many years ago. He was the founder of that. And now he's the director of travel partners for Bilt, for the Bilt credit card. And he has incredible knowledge and terrific stories, too. He would be a great one to have.
I am super excited to get him on the show and to glean some of his knowledge. So I love that shout out, and we will reach out to Richard Kurt. That is amazing. Last question before we wrap up here, Julian, any final thoughts you have that you want to share?
I just would love everyone to try Points Path. And again, if you like it, if you don't like it, let me know. Keep in mind, we're always working on the product. We're always improving it. What you see now, it will be better, even better 3 months from now, and it will be better even 3 years from now. It's a constantly evolving product. And, the version that we have today is so much better than the version we had in January. when DeAndre, you mentioned that you first heard about it, we've come so far and we're constantly making it better. So please come on this journey with us and try it out. I think you will enjoy it.
Awesome, Julian. Well, thank you so much. I will second that. I've seen a lot of the progress just in the last few months that I've been using it, getting the updates, seeing the newsletter, the emails that you push out that have the updates, and I'm excited to see what Points Path does in the future. Julian, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for being on the show, and we look forward to watching the journey of Points Path in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved being here.
Awesome. For the listeners out there, remember, we're all about revolutionizing your journey. You can use tools like Points Path to revolutionize how you travel instead of going online, doing the search in cash. And that's it, right? Points Path is here. They're adding in the ability to quickly and easily see how you can use your hard-earned and hard-gained Chase, Amex, Citi, etc. points and take flights that you would have never thought to book. You might not have never known, hey, I can book an Air France flight to fly Delta and save literally hundreds of dollars. So that's why we do this show, because there's so many opportunities for you too to revolutionize your travels. So as always, if you love the show, please make sure to subscribe if you haven't already. Tell your friend. Please leave us a rating and a review on whatever podcast platform that you use. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.